This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
Welcome to Napkin Scribbles, where we're all the way to the letter of the alphabet P in this Jesus Primer for a Common Humanity. I've had so much trouble deciding what P word to use. I started with paraclesis, a paraclesis human, which literally means we associate it usually with either the atonement or sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, but it literally means to come alongside someone, especially someone in need of help. And it's that coming alongside someone that has such a powerful image. But I decided, okay. Then I went to, okay, I'm going to do Pax, Latin, peace. As Armstrong, stepping on the moon, said, we came in peace for all mankind. And I said, well, we've been waging warfare. We need to wage peace fair. What does it mean? Then I'm going, but there's another word. It's pentimento, which is an Italian word, which really, when you unpack it, means to repent. Boy, do we need to learn what it means to be a pentimento human and all of the meanings of that word, repent. But I didn't land on any of those. I landed on this one. And this one you know, but do you really know it? A Pentecostal human. This is Pentecostal, of course, is the Greek, and it refers to the day of Pentecost and what it means to live Pentecost. We know what it means to live Advent, to live Lent, to live Easter, but we're also called to live Pentecost. Jesus is risen, but he's also rising, and he's reigning, and he's returning the 4 hours. And I learned the 4 hours in Appalachian culture, reading, writing, arithmetic, and the road to Roanoke. Well, every church ought to teach the 4 hours of theology. Jesus is risen, rising, reigning, and returning. But Pentecostal specifically focuses on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is software in action, Jesus software in action, divine software in human hardware, the DNA of the divine that is implanted by the Spirit in each one of us so that Christ can rise in us. If you want to see the invisible, you hoist a sail or throw up a flag. Suddenly, the invisible becomes visible and the wind becomes watchable. And in life, you see the shape of the invisible by hoisting hypotheses, launching adventures, risking your safety, sanctuary, not a safe place from risks, but a safe place to take risks. You have to be looking for and be expecting to find something that you're not looking for. And the shape of the invisible is found by looking at the visible with discernment, discretion, and care. If you want to see God in your life, put some wind in your sails. That's what it means to be a Pentecostal human. Because resurrection is more than an event. It's a life. It's a life story. It's a lifeline to the eternal. Jesus' resurrection presence is the ongoing tree of life, growing in each person, rooting into the foundation, into the soul and spirit and fiber and being of every spirit, every person, every community. How many times have we heard these words, the Lord be with you? But how many times have we said these words without realizing that the ultimate blessing is God's being with us, not doing something for us? The Lord be, especially when we remember that we have a God who says, not only I know you by name, but I have inscribed your name on the palm of my hand. God has a tattoo. That tattoo of your name is in the palm of God's hand. That's a classic text from Isaiah. We live in a world of collective PTSD. especially after COVID. We're in a COVIDian era of PTSD, you might say. Fear and isolation are exploding rates of addiction and mental illness. We need to remember, as Pentecostal humans, that the Holy Spirit works amidst chaos as well as order. The Holy Spirit is present in desperation as much as hope, fear as much as courage. In fact, the Holy Spirit preserves and protects the intellectual space for skeptical questioning and alternative viewpoints. So we are both stirred and shaken. The stirring function of the Holy Spirit and the stirring stick role of the Pentecost human. When I preach in ordination sermons, I often give the gift of a stirring stick to the candidates for ordination. There is no healing at the pool of Bethesda until the waters are troubled or stirred. Stirring is the key to great compost. When you combine nitrogen green things and carbony brown things in a 3-foot square minimum pile that is watery. But if you want that pile of trash, the mix of grass and vegetables and chipped branches and dog hair to come to life, you got to do one more thing. You got to stir it. You have to give it air. You got to give it wind. You got to give it breath. You have to turn your pile to make it compost. You have to fork it and stir it and bring the center and the edges together. And that's why the scriptures over and over again enjoin us to stir up your faith, stir up your mind, stir up love and justice as one kindles a fire to keep it going. And so Easter, the story of the risen and rising Christ and a risen and rising humanity. Resurrection is the promise that a Jesus human version of you is not only possible, but rising in you right now as you hear these words. If you give the Spirit the reins in life and let Jesus reign, that's a Pentecostal human. Jesus rose from the dead once, but he rises in us daily and restores in us our true humanity, but only if we keep stirring.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. This episode contains notes and thoughts from Jesus Human, Primer for Common Humanity, Dr. Leonard Sweet's latest book, which can be found on Amazon.com. Remember, Napkin Scribbles is brought to you by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet, happy scratching and scribbling.